from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly, in the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Let's go out to the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, where we find New York Times bestselling author Ian O'Connor, who is about to come out with a book called Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers. Ian, welcome to the show. We appreciate you joining us.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
So even the title itself is very intriguing here. How did this project come about, and did Aaron himself cooperate in any way?
Well, at the end of the process, he gave me a 2-hour fact-checking exercise session. I talked to 250 people before that, not including him. And I actually handed in my manuscript in January without him. I assumed at that point, after many, many, many requests for interviews and really getting no response and a whole lot of indifference, that I was going forward with a biography without his cooperation. Suddenly in February, I get a message from the Jets saying he's willing to see me. So I ended up at his home in Malibu. We sat for 2 hours in his backyard. His backyard is the Pacific Ocean, so it was the nicest backyard I've ever sat in. And so he was willing to engage on some sensitive issues that he's really never talked about before, particularly his family and the estrangement from his family, his parents and his two siblings. And that has gone on now for nearly 10 years, which is hard to believe, but yeah, so I originally was doing a bio of LeBron James, and then another book on LeBron came out, and I moved on. Aaron was traded into my backyard in New York, and I thought he was the most polarizing player in the NFL, and you know, maybe the most prominent American male athlete who hadn't had a defining biography written about him. So that's why I made the decision to take on this project.
Okay, now I'm more interested in the backyard session. Was he engaging? Was he satisfied with the fact-checking exercise? And did he serve you food and drink? And if so, what?
No food and drink. I was not offered anything or even the use of the bathroom. But listen, he didn't owe me a damn thing. This was an unauthorized biography. He didn't ask me to do it. I think I wore him down because I just talked to and contacted so many of his friends and associates from every aspect of his life. And even I start the book with in World War II with his grandfather. And his grandfather was an amazing combat pilot, B-24, who flew 44 combat missions against the Hitler war machine and really There were some tremendous acts of heroism and valor that really had never been told before and documented. We had uncovered a number of confidential documents or declassified documents that were classified that detailed every single mission, including one over in Nazi Germany where his plane was on fire and bullet-ridden, and he had to get it back to the American base in Italy. And he said he felt like, as he was flying over Germany, the loneliest guy in the world, and he somehow got that plane back to Italy and saved those men. So this was a great man, one of the greatest members of the greatest generation. And I think when Aaron saw that I was interested in telling the story of his life and really his family's legacy that didn't involve the estrangement, that's when he decided to sit down with me.
The thing that I will always wonder about Aaron Rodgers, and you got to sit down with him a little bit, and since he is in New York, you've observed him a little bit, is he just sort of like a crazy, like a fox guy who likes to keep people guessing? Is he sort of just some kind of strange hippie? Is he a rebel without a cause? I mean, what are your observations about who Aaron Rodgers kind of is?
Yeah, he's a contrarian and a chameleon. And some of the things you said, I do think he leans into the mysterious part of it. But I think he's naturally mysterious as well. So there's a combination of that. It's interesting because people forget he used to be considered one of the good guys in the NFL. And then COVID happened. And in August of 21, he said those four words that forever changed his life. Yeah, I've been immunized. And when he was unvaccinated, of course, the truth comes out in November of that year. And he's never recovered from that. And obviously there's been conspiracy theories stated on top of that, if you want to call it a lie. I think it was basically a lie. The Jimmy Kimmel thing hurt him. And he's leaned into this villain role. And before that, though, in years past, he was considered one of the more socially aware athletes in the NFL. So I think if he wins a Super Bowl with the New York Jets, who have not appeared in a Super Bowl since January of 1969, that could do a lot to erase some of this. And we know that victory doesn't equal virtue. But we also know that when you win a championship in sports, particularly if you end a biblical drought in New York, that could wipe away a lot of on-field and off-field sins. And I think that's what he's looking to do right now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ian O'Connor, New York Times bestselling author on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. About to come out with what sounds like a very interesting book called Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers. So was he congenial? Did he shake your hand at the end of the meeting and say, you know what, you did a good job here, or good luck with the project? Or was he congenial in any way, or was it icy cold, or I want to know more?
Oh, yeah, he was very, he was engaging. He was even charming at times. I mean, he's a very thoughtful talker, and I've always thought from a distance he was one of the best, if not the best, interviews in the NFL. He talks, he doesn't speak in cliches. He speaks in long form with his answers. He's willing to go places with you. If you have a big picture feature you're working on, he'll go along for the ride a lot of times. And yeah, he was, and afterward we did shake hands. And there were a few tense moments when I asked him about the family estrangement. But he actually did address some of it on the record, which he's never done before. And I had many interviews, or several interviews, I should say, with his parents, but spent a considerable amount of time with Ed and Darla Rogers, who haven't seen their son virtually in 10 years. There was a scene in the book where last summer at Lake Tahoe, Aaron was playing in that celebrity golf tournament right before training camp, and his father had planted himself in the crowd hoping that Aaron would see him. Aaron did see him on the ninth hole on Saturday, and as he was walking towards the green, I think he said to himself, should I go over there? Should I act like I didn't see him? Should I act like I'm on the phone and ignore him? And he said, you know what, today I'm going over there to give him a hug. He walks over, and Ed was looking in a different direction. He turns around, and there's his son standing 15 feet away. Now, he hasn't seen him or talked to him in 9 years.
Jeez.
So he said, I froze because I didn't remember what it felt like for my son to be in my presence looking at me. And then Aaron came over, gave him a hug. They each said, I love you. Ed was crying. Aaron was emotional, but he had to go back and finish the golf tournament. And I was just surprised there wasn't really any follow-up that weekend, or really ever since. But both of them said they want to have a relationship. Aaron said he wants a relationship with his father, and that he's never said that before. So there's hope in the family that was the first baby step towards reconciliation. And I do believe the road to that reconciliation will run through his father.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's a lot of mystery surrounding Aaron Rodgers, but the flip side of it is, Ian, and we're talking with Ian O'Connor, who wrote a book, Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers. The flip side of it is his legacy is a little bit complicated on the field as well, because you consider how talented he is, how good he's been. The fact that he actually did win a Super Bowl puts him in a little bit of a different category, but he's got a number of high-profile, I don't want to call meltdowns, but a number of high-profile losses in games, you know, in NFC Championship games and in the playoffs that, you know, sort of, you know, I don't know, put some questions about where he actually fits all time. I mean, would you agree with that at all?
Yeah, I think that's fair. His postseason record is barely above 500. And he's had, I mean, thank God he won that Super Bowl. I know your fan base would not agree with that. But if he didn't, I mean, what would we be saying about him? And Dan Marino went through that, but he wasn't nearly as controversial a figure as Aaron is. If he had not won a ring, boy, he would be hearing about it. So thankfully for him, he did. But yeah, he's too good. I go back and watch, and I did during my research, so much tape of him and video in his prime, and he's so good. And you're like, how is it possible this guy did not win more than one championship? But he didn't have, you look at Tom Brady, the quarterback he's always compared to. Brady has 7 rings and Aaron has 1. Brady also had arguably the greatest coach of all time, arguably the best offensive coordinator in the league, and just a system that supported him and elevated him in every way. Aaron had a better than average head coach. He didn't have the system. He usually didn't have a great defense. Special teams let him down at times. You remember in the 2014 NFC Championship game against Seattle, they collapsed in the final 5 minutes. All they had to do was recover an onside kick, and Aaron's back in the Super Bowl against New England, a team that he beat during that regular season, and they can't recover the onside kick. So some of it is the support system around him breaking down. And some of it is Aaron not making big plays when he had opportunities. And that is definitely a part of his record that he has to own.
Out of the darkness, the mystery of Aaron Rodgers. Ian, how can people get this book? What's the best way?
It's on Amazon right now, pre-order, and it's in bookstores on Tuesday. So hopefully readers will get a chance to see it for what I intended it to be, which is a fair and honest account of a significant life, not just an athletic career. And so thank you. It was great to be with you. And I should say that I grew up in New Jersey, a rabid Cowboys fan, and the Steelers haunted my entire youth. Those two Super Bowls against Dallas, they still kill me. But no, I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely, man. And good luck with the book. Thank you, Ian.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.